A radio station can be like a family of old friends, folks you've allowed into your life for years. From 1947 to 1985, KXOL brought you a lot of them, such as Ben Laurie, Don Day, Joe Holstead, Hubcap Carter, Bill Mack, and back at the beginning, Jim Lowe.
Yes, once again in the blue of evening, this is Jimmy Lowe inviting each teenager to listen to their show, presented with the Junior and Mrs. Shop of Affair.
And Norm Alden.
I was the very first announcer on KXOL. I started in 1947. I was the first one to say hello or anything like that, you know.
Hello, people. KXOL, Fort Worth.
I was there. Jimmy Lowe was there. I remember we worked together. We did several shows together. As a matter of fact, we pulled most of the shifts. If you didn't work a full shift a day, you'd go in and work a couple of shows and then come back a little later. And you might even be there at midnight or something, signing off if you've opened in the morning or something, you know.
It was a reunion of old friends at Dos Gringos on University Drive in Fort Worth. Station staffers from the very beginning to the very end were there. Misty Venture was the first woman DJ in North Texas, getting her start in 1955 as the Frontier Gal.
Earl Fletcher, who owned the radio station at the time, knew that I wanted to be on the air, but of course that was completely forbidden territory. So he came in the library, which I was working for the librarian at that time, and said, "Can you be ready to go on the air at midnight tonight?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Well, you better be good. If not, you'll never be in radio again." So I started out with a challenge over my head. And I'm now in my 47th year in broadcasting.
Hello, young lovers, and welcome to hour number two of the Jim Tucker Show.
Jim Tucker was the morning man on KXOL from 1952 to 1966. And he tells the story of how the station joined the top 40 radio wars in North Texas.
I had a big fight with our manager because I wanted to play Elvis, and he wouldn't let me do that. Finally, he one Saturday afternoon, he stuck his head in the door, and he said, "You sure you got guts enough to play Elvis Presley?" And I said, "Get out of my way." And I ran down the hall to my office and got the records. And that was it. We were number one overnight. It was a battle to get to do it. And I'm glad we did.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
1360 KXOL presents the sweet sound of success.
Bob Allen manned the microphone middays during the early 1960s.
Hello, the KXOL on time right now from the Bob and Bob Allen Show.
One radio station back then could have as many listeners as 10 or 12 of them do today. And we had big audiences. You didn't have near as many stations. You know, you had Cliff and Dallas, K-Box over there, and you had KFJZ, and you had KXOL. In this area, there were only about four top 40 radio stations.
And news staffs were equally competitive. WBAP alum Don Day worked at KXOL three times before coming here.
Well, it was a big deal because they had a lot of mobile units, had a crack news department. Of course, Roy Eaton and Bruce Neal, Gene Kraft, Bob Schieffer, just had a great news facility.
But fun was always the main ingredient. And one of KXOL's most famous graduates, George Carlin, talks about it later.
And this is Jolly George. Ho, ho, ho.
Steve Cumming, WBAP 24-Hour News.